Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and today's question comes to us from Carol from the membership site. And she was super happy when she was requesting a class on lower back strength because I recommended the Yoga for Posture class, which is available on the membership site, and I'll link to it in the show notes as well because you can purchase it in my shop separately as well. And she practiced that video, the Yoga for Posture class, and through practicing that video, she came up with a lot of great questions. And they're fairly detailed questions, I think partly because Carol's a yoga teacher, so I'm going to go through them one by one and address her questions. I absolutely love them. So she says, firstly, in Yoga for Posture, when you say to line up the hip, pelvic, and pubic bone, I know it sounds simple, but I could use a bit more explanation. So, when you're talking about, when I say hip, pelvic, and pubic bone, I think she got a little confused there because I'm actually talking about the iliac crest there. So, they're the, when you feel at the top of your pelvis, you've probably seen pictures of skeletons of the pelvises. They kind of round up here. So, you can feel to the top ridges here. So, when I say hip bone, and then your pubic bone here, and you guys all practice at home, so you can reach down and touch your pubic bone. It's not going to be weird at home. It's those three things that want to line up. So if your pubic bone is too far forward, you lose the natural curve in your lumbar spine. And if your pubic bone is too far back, then you get an exaggerated curve in your lumbar spine. But if you have these three bones lined up, then you get the normal curve in your lumbar spine. So that was her first question. The second question was, she says, also, tucking in the tailbone is somewhat confusing as this can be taken too far. It's commonly said by yoga teachers, but I wonder about the actually bit of the low back curve that one needs to maintain as well. So this is so true. I think yoga teachers say it too often as well. They say, tuck the tailbone under, tuck the tailbone under, tuck the tailbone under. And I don't really think about their intention behind it or why they're saying it necessarily. And so I do say it as well, definitely. So hopefully I'm only cueing tuck your tailbone under in my classes when I notice my tailbone swinging up and my low back shortening. So for example, I definitely would be cueing this in bow pose or camel pose. Let me show you what I mean. When we come up and over in camel pose, a lot of people access this pose by jamming up their low backs here. So if you drop your sit bones down, sometimes the cue of dropping your sit bones down is a better cue that can help to keep your low back long, and then see, you still got that nice curve in your low back. Another one is in bow pose. As soon as you want to stay grounded in this pose, so as soon as you start to bend this leg in, if you watch my low back, what will happen for a lot of people is this will start to lift. So I will often cue tuck your tailbone under here to keep so that people stay grounded there when they bring their back leg in. So definitely I cue tuck that tailbone under, but you only want to tuck it under to the extent that you keep that natural curve in your low back. You always want to maintain the normal curves of your spine for sure. So that was a great question. I also wanted to talk about it in plank pose because this is another place where we can see the lumbar spine really do some crazy things for people because their core strength isn't strong enough. So when I watch in yoga classes or when I used to teach Pilates classes too, I used to see people's abs really, really weak, and so their tailbones used to swing up and there'd be a really exaggerated curve in their low back. And so I will often cue tucking the tailbone under here as well so that they engage their core strength more here. Okay, so she had one more question. And this one comes from. Could you please talk about the distribution of weight in the feet? I also thought it was the four corners, but my body seems to be telling me I've leaned too far out into the ball of my foot, especially the big toe in standing poses through the year. So that rolling in. So one of the cues that I've learned in yoga that really worked well for me was to imagine the old style roller skates that had four wheels and imagine them at the bottom of my feet, behind my toe ball joint, my baby toe ball joint, the front of my heel at the inside and the front of my heel at the outside. And imagine distributing the weight evenly through those four wheels. And that seems to have really helped me. So hopefully that will help you. It's the mounds at the base of the toes where you want to distribute their weight though. So great questions, Carol. I appreciate you asking such detailed questions. Thank you for leaving your comments and questions below. And I look forward to reading them and responding to them. And I will see you tomorrow.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.